Today's learning is sponsored with Echa Nishma Seisha Blima Bas Reb Nayach Aleh HaShalom by Reb Yaakov and Mrs. Kleiman. We are up to three lines from the bottom. I am Beis Amar Aleph. That would be 72A, probably 4, but I don't know. I apologize. 72A3. Let us say it's a machlokes tanoim about moshuch. It says in the Braisa, moshuch v'nayla kishumo. I'm sorry, I knew what I was set for, you know what I mean? Don't doubt me. Moshuch v'nayla kishumo. Somebody with a moshuch, you can take out nayla kishumo. Begashin is gaya kishumo. Again, that's his guy after he was already circumcised. The cotton shavers manoi, or a cotton who's past day 8, ushar kohanim ulim, and all other people that are nimo, that are past the time of 8 days, asuya mishi eshlish day arlis, somebody who has 2 arlis, right? So now they removed one, they got to go back and remove the second one. And in the mulim elabiyayim, the milil has to happen during the daytime. Reb Shimon says, Bismanoi, in the right time, day 8, Ein Mo the Meilim Ela B'yayim. Shloi Bismanoi, the Meilim B'yayim U'Belayla. Right? By Shloi Bismanoi, you can do it by day and by night. Now, the question is, we're dealing with Mashuch. We're making believe for a second that we're only dealing with Mashuch. Why should you be able to do the bris at night? Doesn't the Torah say B'yayim? Doesn't the Torah say that you have to do bris by day? So my love, welcome in. The Marshall Moshuk Deraisa. If you hold Moshuk needs a bris deraisa, so then you have to do it by day. Or Marshall Moshuk Drabonon. So really, the deraisa is already a nemo. It's only rabbinic. So they let you do it at night. That's the Havamina. There's a machloikis where the Moshuk can be done by day or by night. Depends if it's a biblical obligation or a rabbinic obligation. If it's a biblical obligation, Mila is by day. If it's a rabbinic obligation, so it's really not Tochas Mila, it's just a rabbinic thing, so you can do it at night. Let's catch up with Rashi. Don't Rashi name it Katanoi. Milson Ravuna, who said it's rabbinic Asir Betruma, Tanoi, he had a Moshav Durai said Ravuna. Begayakim Shinizgayak Shumol, that Arabi Begivaini Shinizgayro, because Rashi is saying which guy circumcises. The answer is there were these two nations, the Arabim and the Givoinim, they used to do Bris Mila. The Tzarek Latim Metal Tom Bris, but now they became Jewish, so you have to let blood out of that area. Stay Arlis, Beis Arlis, Zua Gabzu, 2 Arlis, one on top of the other.
Is there a
so they didn't require by day?
Does that make any sense?
Yes. Why not?
Why would they?
Because it's a rabbinic thing. It doesn't follow all the halakhas of the Raisa. Zokti Gemara, I don't understand you. But Tisbara, how could you understand it that way? Cotton shavers, mana mi'ikal amandama derabanan? One of the cases was a cotton that's past day 8. Everybody holds that's biblical. You want to tell me a garrison is guy who only needs it rabbinically? I'll listen to you, maybe. You want to tell me... I don't know, but we're picking the case that you can't argue, right? By Gair, you can sit and argue, right? By Moshuk, you can argue, but by cotton that has Avraham's money, it's a cotton that didn't have a breast, and now it's day 10. Why should you be able to do it at night? Everybody holds it's biblical. Nobody says at that point it's rabbinic. So that can't be the source of the argument. Again, there were 4 cases in the Braisa. Mashuk, Gershon is Gaya Gishina Mo, Cotton Shavers Manoi, and Mishi Eshli Shtey Arlos.
What does that mean, Shtey Arlos?
He had 2 foreskins, double layer.
That's not the Raisa, the first one's the Raisa.
Again, we haven't gotten to that case yet.
Oh.
Again, we zeroed in on Mashuk.
Okay.
And we wanted to say that the Machlokes of Mashuk is whether it's biblical or rabbinic. The problem is, you have a case in that Braisa that for sure is biblical. And yet, Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon says that if it's Shleibis Mana, you can do it past the 8 at night. So, why? It's biblical. Obviously.
Well, the biblical commandment to have on the 8th day.
Again. Let's give the Gemara a chance. Again. You want to tell me another shot in the Braita? That's very fine. I'm going on what the Gemara said the Machloikus is. The Gemara said the Machloikus the Marshuk is whether it's the Raisa or Drabana. And the only reason it's allowed to be done at night is because Marshuk is a Drabana. That's what we said. Now, you want to say another shot in the Braita? Great. But that's not what the Gemara said. Going with the Gemara's shot in the Braita, let's proceed to the case of the cotton that's on day 10. There, everybody holds it's biblical. And the way you interpreted Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon was the only reason he allowed it at night was because it's rabbinic. And that can't apply there. That means that's the wrong shot. Dr. Gemara Batizbara, cotton shavers manamik ilamazam is rabbanon. Ella the kulama mashal drabbanon. Everybody holds that a mashuk only needs a meal of drabbanon. The cotton shavers manor is a deraisa. And the machloikas has nothing to do with biblical and rabbinic. The question is, it says Ubayim Hashmini. The question is the Vav Yisera come to tell me? That the Vav Yisera come to tell me that even Milish Loib is Manai has to be Biyim. Or we don't darshan the Vav. Biyim Hashmini. On the eighth day, you need the day. Once you pass day eight, you can do it at night. That's the machlokes. Nothing to do with it. And the Gemara could have said, everybody holds Mashiach as a deraisa. The Gemara just said, everybody holds Mashiach as a rabbonim, because that's what Rav Huna said. But really, what we're saying is, Mashiach makes no difference in this thing. Deraisa, rabbonim, pick whatever you want. The machlokes has zero to do with biblical rabbinic. The machlokes is whether you dash in the vav or biyoim to tell me that milah shloim bizmano can be done at night.
Deraisa?
What? Mashuk?
No.
Past that's eighth that. Day, you didn't do it the eighth day.
Right, so does the deraisa allow us to do it?
At night or not, correct. The shaila of how the darsh lips
do it. Only if they say that everybody agrees that's when you...
What?
Everybody agrees that on the eighth day you have to do it on that day because it says by yom...
Correct.
Beyond the eighth day, then you don't have yom anymore if you don't live darshan of yom.
Exactly.
But it has nothing to do with the right.
Exactly. Rashi, my servant, the shinu b'yom, or my servant, loy the shinu b'yom. Rashi, my servant, the shinu b'yom, bav yisera. The matzil l'rechtel b'yom, mashmini yimok. The u'b'yom, lasuya milush le bizmanu, that has to be in day. Look, Rashi, av agav de moshuch, mocha le misrabi. The pasuk is not talking about moshuch, the mitrabanan hu. U'basar akotikun, the takana of Moshiach was made after Matan Torah, even the cotton shavers mani misrabi. But since we said that once you're not on day eight, right, either you do need bismana or you don't need bismana based on the vav, so hainami teknu rabbana, I'm not going to show bismana who. Hainami teknu rabbana, getting the rice. So the Tanakhama holds. Listen, biblical milah has to be done by day, so rabbinic milah has to be done by day also. And of course, Rabbi Shimon holds. Biblical milah past day 8 does not have to be done by day. And therefore, rabbinic milah doesn't have to be done by day either. Again, it's the same thing. Do you need day past day 8? It's a biblical question. But once it's a biblical question, it applies to rabbinic as well. No difference the rice to drop on it. Now, Rashi uses this Gemara, why he liked his second shot yesterday better than his first shot. If you remember correctly, yesterday in his first shot, the Gemara slugged up Rav Huna and said, Moshe doesn't need anything, even rabbinically. Because it said in the Braisa, Moshe v'noyle kishumo pare elu echlem. Rashi learned in his first shot, they practically are allowed to eat, which means it's not even rabbinically prohibited. And the Gemara said, chufta Rav Huna, chufta. Rashi says, if that shot is true, here the Gemara says, everybody holds Mashiach Drabbanon. That means these two Tanoim are Shalai Kalakha? Why do you shrug up Rav Huna? It says here clearly there's a Machlokes where the Mashiach has to be done by day or by night. If we don't paskin like Rav Huna, and Mashiach can eat. So what are we doing over here? The two Tanoim are agreeing that Mashiach has to be done. And to Rashi, having to be done and being banned for truma is synonymous. If these brides, both Tanoim agree it has to be done. Question is, by day or by night? Look to Rashi, if you slugged up Rav Huda, hey, what's going on over here? Yeah, but Rashi says, I like my second shot better. That we didn't slug up Rav Huda, we proved Rav Huda. That when it said Eichlin, it only meant biblically, but rabbinically you can't eat. And therefore, this makes sense. Kulam, a mashim drabonon. Everybody holds rabbinically. Rashi had two shot him in that Gemara. The reason he liked his second shot was because of this Gemara. Because the Gemara came out here saying everybody holds a mashim has to be fixed. Now, to Rashi, being having to be fixed and not eating truma is one and the same. If you learn it has to be fixed, then they can't eat truma.
You're right.
Even drabonon. If you learn it has to be fixed, then you can't eat truma. That's how Rashi learns.
It means Rashi's not an oral.
Correct.
I mean, so why can't he eat it?
Because drabonon required him to fix it.
And eating is drabonon?
The eating is his drabonon. That's what Rav Huda said.
Okay.
Now, Tosfos argues with Rashi and says you could have a requirement to fix it without banning him for truma. The two are not synonymous. To Rashi, if the Gemara here says both Tanoim agree that Moshe has to correct himself, that means both Tanoim agree that he can't eat truma. To Rashi, that's synonymous. Requiring the Moshe to fix himself is saying you can't eat truma. You're an Aruch. Tosfos is saying there can be two madregas. Number one, there can be a madrega of having to fix yourself. And Rav Huna said you can't eat. And that part we slugged up. Exactly. One's a necessary rabbinic fix, and one is a consequence that he can't eat truma. To Rashi, they're synonymous. If Rabbanan required to fix one person to fix himself, then he can't eat truma. That's the machlokes over here. But Rashi liked his second shot because it is Gemara. Now, the Rambam paskens that somebody who's Moshech or Lasai, ain't lo chen l'klailam haba. Rambam, when he lists a bunch of people who lose their Eilam haba, a very frightening list.
What does that mean?
If you read it, it gets frightening.
What does those words mean?
What does ain't lo chen l'klailam haba mean? He's gone.
No.
Rambam says, unless he does tshuva.
The worst
to
be is
11
months.
No, not for people in Lama Ba. That's for people that have a Chelik Lama Ba. Chelik Lama Ba doesn't mean the person doesn't have to go through Gehenna. Chelik Lama Ba means he ultimately makes it to Gehenna.
But it doesn't, unless the person is born.
The Rambam lists things that ain't like Chelik Lama Ba. I can't help it. The Rambam and Hukas Tshuva list people that don't have a Chelik Lama Ba, and one of them is somebody that's Meshach or Lassai.
He's finished.
He can do tshuva.
I'm saying, if tshuva isn't done, he's finished.
I mean, Maimonides, what am I supposed to do?
I'm trying to say.
Maimonides, what am I supposed to do? It's not me. So the question is, right, the question is, what do we do with this Gemara that seems to think that according to Rav Huna, it's rabbinic. According to Rashi, the Maskana might not even be rabbinic. Right? So what do you do with that when you say a Mashach has no Chelik L'Olam Haba? So they answer that the Rambam holds that the reason he loses his L'Olam Haba is Mashach Arlosa. He did it to himself rather than it happened on its own. That Rav Huna and this sugya is dealing with somebody that nimshachar lasai, not his own act.
Yeah.
It grew back.
Or
by the case of Ben Kaziva, correct. But the Rambam is talking about a guy who did it to himself, and on that the Rambam says, hey, look, my boy. There's supposed to be a Tisus that asked the question. I'm trying to find the Tisus.
Tisus,
right. Tisus says that the Ein Lechelik L'Olam Haba is somebody who never did a bris milah. That's what it means. Mashuk bar lasoi doesn't mean mashuk. It means he never did a bris milah. But if he did it already, it's not karis. It's not in lechelik lelam abba. But that's what Tosfos. But Rambam says, Moshe Bar Lost, he said, Lechel Kolem Abba. And therefore they answer that the Rambam differentiates between the person who happens to or the person who deliberately went and tried to make himself look uncircumcised.
This is quite important. The first is Russia, but on the other side, a lot of real good things. See that, knock that off?
Again, again, I don't know.
Did he do it to himself? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't like... Abram. I don't have a Rambam here.
Kineini.
Can I trouble you to get me a Rambam Chelik Aleph? Mado. I don't see a set of Maimonides here. Oh, 1 minute. Is that it? No, that's Mishnah Berurah.
Also, support what you do to it. It's your what other things do you say?
It's a whole list.
For example,
I'm getting the Rambam. That's why they tell people to learn Hilchos Teshuvah during Aseret Tshuva. There's a reason for that. So when people read this Rambam, they shudder. That's why.
I mean, and the person, so Tzidush
Nishba
is that,
and... Tzidush Nishba is different. Not responsible.
That's
he's also not Moshe Bar Lasso, right? He doesn't know. Doesn't know anything.
Right.
He's a Tenex Yenishma. What do you want from that?
A person gets cremated?
What do you want from me? I don't know.
Is that also the same product?
The Rambam doesn't talk about cremation. I don't know.
It's hard for me to believe that eternity, the guy, he's finished. There's nothing, next world, he's not finished. Next world after that, and he's gone. History. It's called?
Natural consequences.
What am I supposed to do? Again, I can only read a Rambam. I can't do more than that.
Why is it only in the morning?
What? What? No, I don't think we had a Rambam. You ready? The Elu Sheilam Chelik Leilam Abav. Alan Chrasim V'Aivdim V'Nidunim Algaida Risham V'Chatasam. I hate to do this to everybody. La'ilam U'la'ilam E'ilamim. Forever. Aminim. Vabikarsim, Vakai from Batairo, Vakai from Batrias Hamasim, Vakai from Babias Hagayo, denied the coming of Mashiach, Hamashumadim, people that change religions, Umachtiya Harabim, those who make others sin, again, if they didn't do tshuva. Vaparsha Midarki Tibor, and he has a whole section what that means, somebody who's Pirish Midarki Tibor. Vaisa Averis Biadrama Beyafrasya, somebody who does Averis openly. By Maestrim, people that go to Gayim and snitch against Yidden. Umatile Eimal Tzibur Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. People who frighten other people just for their own sake, not L'Shem Shemayim. B'Shayim Chidamim and murderers. Ubali L'Shem Hara. V'Hamayshach Arlasai. That's the list. Then he goes through and he explains the list. Who was a man? Who was Apikiris? Who's a Machti Harabim? Who's a Pirish Beratibur? Who's Matile Ema? The one he doesn't explain is Maisha Galasai. There's nothing to explain. This is a Rambam, Peri Gimel, Hilchos Tshuva, Halakha Vav. That's why they tell people to learn Hilchos Shuvah. Including myself. I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm talking giving Musa to myself.
Never worth hearing it.
What does it bother me that you hear it also? You know what I mean? Folks, what I used to say, glad to me, I'm talking to myself, just sharing it with others.
But
Not every region agrees to this Rambam, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, so how do we know what the Rambam meant?
Because he says, Hamoish Shachar Lassai.
It doesn't mean just not having.
Right.
Rabbi Huna doesn't say Hamaishach, he says Mashach. Now Taisa says that the one who's the bad one, Achan, the Gemara says Achan was Mashach Alasai. So Achan, Taisa says, never did Bris Milah. But the Rambam learns Achan was Mashach Alasai. It's based in that Gemara. Again. I'm sorry, I did not mean to throw people for a loop this morning. I want them to be able to eat breakfast.
Is that a spiritual thing? I mean, Vayelah Ramit. It's
not on the list.
But that's a Mishachar Lassai, right?
Nimshachar Lassai. I don't know what happens then. Again, I would say that's going in a madrash that says Avraham Avinu sits by the door of Gehenna and doesn't let in a person that's Nimo, whatever that means, right? And if a person is Vayelah Ramit, Avraham Avinu won't recognize him as a Nemo. That's what it's saying. Again, you know, I'm not upstairs. I don't know. I'm not learning enough. I don't know. I just know this Rambam. So I shared it with people. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Thank you.
Kiha. Similar thing. The author of Yechinim and Kedarish. Rabbi Yechinim was, you'll put this back later on if you don't mind. Thank you. He asked the Yasser Rabbi Yechinim and Gedarish. Rabbi Yechinim was sitting in Darshani. Neisir Bismanai ain't a Nisiv Elabiyim. Neisir Bismanai is only burnt by day. Shalai Bismanai, Nisir Bebiyim Bebelaila. The Shalai Bismanai, if you have Neisir past the next day, let's say Karban Pesach, supposed to burn it the first day Cholamayit. That's Manai. Shalai Bismanai, once it's past that day, you can burn it at night also. That's what Rabbi Yechinen said. The Eisrei Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Yechinen. And Rabbi Lazar asked Rabbi Yechinen the question. Ein li ela nimo l'shmini shein nimo l'biyayin. Minayin l'rabbis l'tisha l'atzar l'achad asil l'shnei matzar. How do I know a baby that's mild on day 9, day 10, day 11, day 12 has to be done by day? Now, the reason it says 9, 10, 11, 12 is because that's legal. The kid's born, right? Beinash Mashas. Wednesday afternoon between Shkia and Teis. When do you malam? You can't malam on Wednesday because it might be day 7. So you wait to Thursday, but it might be day 9. Or, kid's born Friday, Beinash Mashas. Can't malam on Friday, it might be day 7. Came home on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. See, it might be Shleib Bismanai. So you have to wait till Sunday, which is day 10. And if Yom Tov is on Sunday, then you have to wait till Monday, which is day 11. And if Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday, Monday, then you have to wait till day 12. But either way, how do you know you have to do it by day? Talmud Lomer Ubayim from the Vav. Zokt Reb Lazar to Reb Yechinim. V'afilu mandaloi darish Vav. Even Reb Lazar of Shimon, who doesn't darshan the Vav. And he says, Mila Shleib Bismanai can be done at night. But Vav, hey, darish. It says, V'hanoyser, you should burn by day. Vav, hey, says, even Shleib Bismanai. Because even Reb Lazar of Shimon, who doesn't darshan the Vav, but when it says Vav, hey, he does darshan it. So even he agrees that Noyser Shleib Bismanai has to be burned by day. Ishtik. Rabbi Yechinen kept quiet. He was slugged up. Right? He was slugged up. So we see that depends on the drasha of Vav. That's what we brought this price. That Rabbi Lazar told Rabbi Yechinen, even Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon that doesn't darshan the Vav, darshan the Vav, hey, that means the whole machlokes is do you darshan the Vav or you don't darshan the Vav. Zok the Gemara. Buster did nothing. After Rabbi Lazar left, Amulei Rabbi Yechinen l'Rish Lakish. Ra'isi l'ben p'das sheyayshev adayrish k'mayshev b'piyat v'ura. Did you hear Rabbi Lazar? He was darshaning p'sukim like Moshe does. He told me that even if you don't darshan vav, you darshan vav hey. He was this ball. He's true. He's right. Mamish, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Complimenting it. Amalei Rish Lakish, did he? You think that's his own? Masnisahi, it's a brisa. What he said is a brisa. That you darshan the vav, that you darshan the vav hey. Heicha, where is the brisa? Hanalei b'teres kahana. So Rish Lakish taught Rabbi Yechanan the brisa of teres kahana. Nothing Tanya Batlasi Yaimi. So Rabbi Yechanan went and chazer Tiras Kahanim in 3 days, the Savra Batlasi Yaki, and he worked in 3 months to stay chat in Tiras Kahanim. So you see, this halakha. Now, Rav Shrei Rigon brings a raya from this Gemara that not every Amite, Rabbi Yechanan was the Rosh Hashiva, was the biggest. He didn't know a brisa in Tiras Kahanim. Because in that day, it was right after Tiras Kahanim was organized. So not everybody knew Tiras Kahanim. It was very possible that Rabbi Yechanan did not know this brisa. They all knew Rabbi Mishnah, but Rabbi Yechanan was the generation after Rebbe, and it was Rebbe Samidim that wrote Tiras Kahanim. Rav is the one that put together Tiras Kahanim. It's called Sifrah de Beirav. Right? It's possible, you see from this Gemara, Dr. Shrei Rigon, that it wasn't widespread yet. Rabbi Yechanan didn't know the brisa. Rish Lakish said, it's a brisa.
What are those?
Mishnayos.
So it's not Tiras Kahanim, but
Tiras Kahanim is the brises of Vayikra. It's a sefer. It's called Tiras Kahanim. It's called Sifrah de Beirav. The Malbim has a parish on it. The Rash has a parish on it. Rabbeinu Hill has a parish on it. It's a separate sefer. You can go up there. What?
It's not part of Shas.
It's not part of Shas. It's brises. Like Sifri, Sifrah, Mechilta. These are all brises written by Talmidim of Rebbe. The Sefta, it's all Likut of Brises. Tiras Kahanim is the Likut of Brises on Sefer Vayikra. Sefri is the Likut of Brises on Mamidbar and Dvarim. And Mechilta is on Shemais. Starting with Achaydish HaZalachat. The Malbim wrote his parish on Chumash on the Mechilta, the Sefra, and the Sefri. Sefra is Tiras Kahanim, it's the same thing. If Shrei Rigon proves him here that in the first generation of a Meroyim, which Rabbi Yechanan was part of, not everybody knew Tiras Kahanim. He didn't know the Brisa. Now, I think they say that the Brisa just says that everybody agrees the Neitzer has to be burnt like his mana, but the reason of the Vav Hei, that was Rabbi Lazar's Kiddush. It wasn't like Rabbi Lazar copied the Brisa and didn't give a thing. Rabbi Lazar was saying that everybody agrees because of the Vav Hei. I think they say that Rabbi Lazar learned the halacha from the Brisa. He said pshat on his own that it's because of the Vav Hei. The Brisa doesn't say it's because of the Vav Hei. I think the Brisa just says that everybody agrees the Neitzer has to be burnt per day, even Shleimus Mana. So why is it different than Mila? So Rabbi Lazar explained because everybody darshens the Vav Hei. What we brought this Brisa for is to show that the Machlekes has to do with the Vav. We're not learning Hilchas Neitzer here. We're learning Hilchas Mila. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Marsha, Kihad the Tanya, but you upstate the Isra of Blazal Rabbi Yechanan. The cotton chopper's manami, Biyai Mashmini, it's Rabbi. We learn from the Kasha that it's because of the Vav. They didn't know about Biyai. Neitzer is manami, Biyam Shanasi Neitzer, Ein Nisrahu, Biyam, the Siba Yayim Hashlishi. Shleib is manami, Shashas Refasai, he held it up. Letisha Lassar, Lulal of your base, because the Tanya prepared for Blazal and Sech the Shabbos. Now, the truth is, it means a possible ninth day, because it might be day eight. We don't know, because he was born Ben Ashmashas. Ben Ashmashas Shalayav Shabbos, Nimol Asara, possible tenth day. Chal Yom Tov Lachai Shabbos, Nimol Yod Aleph. Shnei Yom Tov Mishra Shoshana, Nimol Yod Beis. Tonight, they only had one day Yom Tov. The only Yom Tov that was 2 days was Shoshana. So therefore, the only way a meal would be delayed till Yud Beis is by Rosh Hashanah. Afilu l'manda d'or d'or shvav k'gon Rav Blazer Rav Shimon d'amar lo shleim is mani nima afilu b'laylo. What? It's a machloikas sachreinim. We l'maisa don't do it. It's a big machloikas. Can you do milu shleim is mani on the second day Yom Tov?
Rosh Hashanah is
Shana for sure you can't. question is, in Chutz Laaretz, can you do Milush Lebizmana and tell Yom Tov Sheni? It's a major machlokes. It's a very interesting, you brought it up, and it's almost Shavuos. I will mention a contradiction in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer contradicts himself very interestingly, because he rarely does this, the Chasam Sofer. He says as follows. He says, Pesach, we keep 2 days, because we didn't know, once upon a time, they didn't know when Pesach was. So they didn't know when, because the Bezen Shluchim didn't make it out there. So they had to keep 2 days. They didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So they keep 2 days Pesach. Sukkot, they didn't know when the Shluchim Bezen would be there. So they keep 2 days Sukkot. But Shavuos, he says, by the time Shavuos rolled around, has nothing to do with the day of the month. Shavuos is exactly 50 days after Pesach. Yom HaKamishi. So why in the world do we keep 2 days Shavuos? Everybody knew by the time Shavuos rolled around when Pesach was, and all you have to know is count 49 days from the second day Pesach, and you get to Shavuos. Why in the world do we have to keep 2 days Shavuos? So Cypher asked this in two separate places.
Is that because we, by that time, we'll know which day when it was?
Exactly. By that time, everybody knew when Pesach was. The Shluchim made it out there ultimately, they didn't make it by Pesach.
It's not counting from the second, it means counting either from the first or second.
Again, they found out by the time Shavuos came, they knew when Pesach really was.
Did they change Sfira days
then? Again, we count from the second night, right? That's a big shaila. Why don't we do two Sfiras? And the answer is because you can't count Sufik. That means you're not counting. But that's not the point. So, just like Yom Kippur, they didn't make 2 days. They relied on Rav. So by Sfira, we rely on Rav.
What day did they finally figure out?
When the Shluchim arrived.
20th?
I don't know. The Shluchim might arrive the middle of the year. But by the time the Shluchim arrived, they knew when Pesach was.
And you would have counted either for the first day or the second.
That's the Chasam Sofer's kasha. And for the Chasam Sofer in two places. That the reason we have Shavuos 2 days is Leiplug. That since they made Pesach 2 days and Sukkot 2 days, they made Shavuos 2 days. Leiplug. And then he does two opposite things. So therefore he says, in one place he says, even the those allow Mila and Yom Tov Sheni, that's because it's a Sfeik of the Yayma. On Shavuos it's not a Sfeik of the Yayma. It's a Vadai, because we know it's not Yom Tov and they made you do it anyway. So it's more strict. That's what he writes in one place. And in the other place he says, it's not even a Sfeik of the Yayma, just because of Leiplug. So for sure you can do Mila and Yom Tov Sheni Shavuos. So in both places, he says the same answer and walks away totally opposite. In one place, he says, Shavuos is Leiplug, therefore it's stricter. Because it's not a Suffolk. They knew it wasn't Shavuos, and they said, keep it anyway. That means they gave it Vav HaYomtov. In the other place, he says, they knew it wasn't a Yomtov. They told you to keep it. It's only Leiplug, so it's more lenient.
These were Shavuos that he wrote back to?
Shavuos, one at Arachayim, one at Yerodayim. He came to two different conclusions. The theorem of Zemzifers, that's an interesting theorem. I'm just saying it now because
were they
one day Yom Tov.
Were the cases exactly the same thing.
Milas Leibizlan on the second day Shavuos. The mice, I don't think we do it. The mice in a minute because we don't do it. He dies into like Moshe from Hashem. In the, as if he's a Tana. Now Rashi's explaining what he's Moshe Rabbeinu, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Tanoim make drashes from Sukkim. Rablazer Bebedas is an Amira, and he's darshining like a Tana. And he refers to the Lashon Tanoim as Moshe Mibiyah Gvura. Reb Lazer ben Pedas lav Tana haya, v'amayra haya, tamidah shor Reb Yechonon. V'hu Reb Lazer stam d'mayri b'chal shas v'gemara. Reb Lazer ben Pedas is a regular Reb Lazer in the Gemara. Reb Lazer stam the Mishnah b'raisa hu. Whenever it says Reb Lazer in the Mishnah and b'raisa, that's Reb Lazer ben Shamuah. Okay. Tanya v'tayres kahanim. So Reb Yechonon went and learned Gantz Tayres Kahanim in 3 days, and then spent 3 months saying Pshat in Tayres Kahanim. Dr. Gemara Bait. Amar Rav Lazer, new sugya. Arul Shehiza Hazasek Sheira. Okay, what happens if an Arul? Let me explain. They made a paraduma. They sent the ashes in the water all across Eretz Yisrael. They sent the ashes all across Eretz Yisrael. And wherever it arrived, they mixed it with Mayim Chayim. And it was available to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim. Every Tamei Mes, everybody that attended a funeral, everybody that was in the Chevra Kedisha, everybody that went to the Beis HaKvaras had to get sprinkled on. So they couldn't come to Yerushalayim to get sprinkled on. They live in Tzfat. So what they did is they sent the ashes all across Eretz Yisrael. And every city or every section, I don't know how, why, where it was, had its ashes of Paraduma. And when Ruvay knocked on the door and said, listen, Rabbi, I have a tummy mace. I need to be sprinkled on. I'm on my day three. The council of sprinkling, whoever was involved in that area, took care of him, sprinkled on him. And he came back 4 days later. He got sprinkled a second time. He went to the mikvah. He was totally tar. That is what happened. Whether he lived in Tzvat, or in Meron, or in Tverya, or in Tel Aviv. Makes no difference. There were ashes all over the place.
You have to register online.
Right. I don't know. Right. Now, so now there were people that sprinkled. Can a Arul be the one that sprinkles? Can an Arul be the one that sprinkles on the time they make? He's an Arul. He's a fine Jew. He's afraid to do Mila according to Rabbeinu Tam, or according to Rashi, he lost two brothers, or he's a tumtum. He don't know. He's an Arul. He can't do Mila. Can he be the one that sprinkles?
Are these
Israelim? Yeah, regular Israelim.
No,
Kain, this is not making the Paraduma. Paraduma's been made. It's been burned. You have ashes. Ashes are distributed all across Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry? But then he's a mummer. Yeah, mummer's a problem. We don't want a mummer. So Rashi learns he's not a mummer because he lost two brothers. Tysus learns he's not a mummer because he's afraid. That also doesn't make him a mummer.
I mean, you could ask the Shaila, can Oro go to you on Kiddush?
No. No. There's no reason he can't.
Meaning that for sure he could do?
Yes. He's a fine Jew. He can get mafti. No, he's not. We're talking about an old that's not a mummer.
Yeah.
He can get mafti yaina.
But why here's different?
Why should an old not be able to? Because we insist on tahirim. We insist on certain people. You know, a tummy can be mighty you in Kiddush as well. He's not a mummer. Forget mummer.
Why can't he make it?
I don't know if a mummer can be mighty. Maybe he can't. I don't know.
But tummies have shilusakin.
Arul's also have shilusakin.
No, we don't let him do it.
That's by Rashi sheet that we don't let him do
it. That's what I'm saying.
But the mighty, let's say he was a tummy that's not have shilusakin. It's a fact. The mighty's an Arul. Something's wrong with him. Can he do azar or not? A tummy can't do azar. A tzvuyoyim can. Tzvuyoyim is somebody that was tummy, went to the mikvah, the sun hasn't set yet. We learn that from a pasuk that he can do azar. Question is, can an Arul do azar or not? That's the question.
He becomes tamei, right? Anybody does azar, but
for a day. That's not. First of all, it's not true. It's only it's not true. Mazeh me'ani does not become tamei, even though it says mazeh. The Gemara in Yuma learned recently in Daf learned it means the guy who carries it, not the guy who sprinkles it. But it doesn't make a difference now. And even if it would become tamei, it's only for that day. We want to know, can an Arul be the one to do azar? That's the question. Dr. Gemara Amar Abloza Arul Shehiz Hazlasik Sheira. It's kosher. Midi de Havi Atuyayim. He's no different than a Tuyayim. Sha'ava Bisha'asem a Truma. Tuyayim can't eat Truma. There's restrictions. Kosher Babara. Right? We learn from a pasuk that a Tuyayim can sprinkle. So, an Arul is like a Tuyayim. There's something wrong with him. He can't eat Truma. But he can do azar. They don't go hand in hand.
We see there a kohanim or a merman. I thought maybe kohanim may not be able to do that.
Why can't he be mazah?
Because maybe it has the extra level of kedusha not to make
himself. No, it doesn't say that anyway. No, it doesn't say that anyway.
Okay.
So, he's a kohen. Can he eat truma?
He said no.
Can he do agra?
Yes.
So Aro can't eat truma. So what do you think he can't do agra? He's no different than a tulyai. That's what Rebbe Lazar said. Don't think that his ban on truma bans him from paraduma. Don't think that it's banned from Truma, bans him from Paraduma. We see a Tulyayim, it's banned from Para, not banned from Truma, not banned from Paraduma. That's what he's saying. Don't think about it.
My friend, does he bring any proof to that? Or just he states it?
He states it logically. There's no reason to treat an Aro stricter than a Tulyayim. That's what he's saying. Because why would you restrict him from doing Azar? Because he can't eat Truma, so we see there are restrictions on him. Well, Tulyayim has the same restriction and can do Para. So there's no reason that Tulyayim can't do Para. That's what he's saying.
Is there a trouble or something between
Logic.
And
Logic.
What we learned earlier?
Logic. Why should an Aro not be able to do Azar? Start that way. Why should an Aro not be able to do Azar?
So we don't have to confirm that full yom then.
Yes. But he's Asur in Truma. So you would think the Isur Truma asks him to do Paraduma as well. You see, the Torah didn't let him eat Truma.
Right. Okay.
You see, the Torah imposed restrictions on him. So we say, so did the Torah on Tulyayim, and yet it let him do Truma and Para. So if the Tulyayim can do it, so can he. Rashi, Tulyayim asked him, Truma will come on by Pirkei Kroy, the Shinan, we will dash in these Sukkim. Mutal Azam, the Hazes al Tamei Meis, Kedama will come on by Shmaitz, and Limit al Tulyayim, Shekashe Bepara. We will learn later on that a Tulyayim is Kashe Bepara. Fine. Zakti Gemara, not a good comparison. He's mild, a Tulyayim, she came up to be Meiser. A Tulyayim can eat Meiser Sheni. We're going to learn it out from Sukkim later on. And the Gemara later on will have a question, can an Aro eat Meiser Sheni? And at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to say, no, he can't. An Aro cannot eat Meiser Sheni. That means an Aro is more restricted than a Tulyayim. So how can you prove from Tulyayim that an Aro can do Hazah? An Aro is more restricted than a Tulyayim. A Tulyayim can eat Meiser Sheni and an Aro can't. Zakti Gemara to Anan Lachila Kaminan, Anan Langir Kaminan. This whole thing doesn't start. Are we telling him to eat the Paraduma? We're telling him touch the water of the Paraduma. An Aro can touch Truma. An Aro can even touch Kachim. An Aro is not Tamei. An Aro just has restrictions of eating. Therefore, how can you say that he shouldn't be able to sprinkle because he has restrictions of eating? You're right. In eating, he's more restricted than a Tulyayim. But a Tulyayim is not allowed to touch Truma. An Aro is allowed to touch Truma. He's allowed to touch Meiser. He's allowed to touch Truma. He's allowed to touch Kachim. An Aro is not a Tamei. There's no restrictions on his touching. A Tulyayim can't touch Truma. So therefore, if a Tulyayim can do Azah, touch the water with the ashes, for sure an Aro can do it. Don't tell me that an Aro is stricter because he can't eat. We're not asking him to eat the Paraduma. We're asking him to touch the water. He has no restrictions of touch. A Tulyayim does. And yet a Tulyayim can touch Para. So for sure an Aro can touch Para.
What do we see that
the Tulyayim's allowed to do then? Meiser? Tulyayim's
allowed to eat Meiser. And Meiser's no restriction to Tuma then?
Yes, there is. A Tamei can't eat Meiser Sheni.
Tulyayim
is somebody that went to the mikveh already. He's already part of the process of Tara has started. So that night he's going to become Tahar. So during that day, he's allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. It's all darshan from Sukkim. Again, we started off saying an aron is the same as a tefillin. They're both restricted from eating truma, but they both can do hazah. The Gemara answered, aron is stricter than a tefillin. The raya is, a tefillin can eat maaser and an aron can't. So how can you tell me that an aron can sprinkle like a tefillin can sprinkle? So the Gemara, you're barking up the wrong tree. Because we're not talking about eating paraduma, we're talking about touching. And in touching, an aron is less strict than a tefillin. Where a tefillin can touch truma, an aron can. He can even touch kachem.
He can't eat truma, but
he can't
even touch it.
He can touch truma. No, a tefillin can't. Because he's tameh. Right. But an aron is not tameh. So therefore an aron can't eat truma, but he's not a tameh. And therefore he's less restricted in touch than a tefillin man.
He can touch the truma.
He can touch kachem. He can touch meister. And he can sprinkle. Zak Trashi. And let's read it inside. Ma tefillin, I'm sorry, the Gemara. Cannot touch truma. Muter bapara to aro shemuter benegia and it did shemuter bapara. Therefore, aro can do hazah. That the Gemara Tanya Nami Haki we have a brisa. Aro shehiza hazasik sheira. Umaisa haya there was a story. Vichshiru chachamim hazasai. And the chachamim said his hazah is 100% kosher. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Anan v'achilu kaminim, bitmiya. V'kanan v'achilu the par aduma kamabinim lay? Are we asking him to eat the par aduma, the tifrach, the timer b'arul sh'asr v'achilu smaiser? That you should ask. And arul is asr? L'fichach asr b'para? V'negiyah ba'alma kashminim lay? All we're saying is allowed to touch the water. V'negiyah laki lakshriya timer b'arul sh'asr v'negiyah smaiser? Can't say arul is asr to touch. Da'afilu b'negiyah is kachem mutter. And this is the drasha. Ma'atuyan sha'asa b'ponagia the truma, because they're going to be the kaman. We learn it later on in Ma'avayim Juvah v'tamei ad erev. Lachanagia is a b'kli m'shtoi kra. Talking about a keli. It says, put it in water and wait till the night. That means a tuyan of a keli can't touch food because it's m'tamei truma. B'kavei the boy harem shemesh, mutter ba'atzah the para. Aro shemutter is for sure. So l'maisa, if you were talking about eating, you're right. Aro is stricter. But if we're talking about touching, Aro is much more lenient than a tefillin. We have a pasuk that says that a tefillin can't touch truma. The pasuk is saying a keli that became tameh, and you type it, cannot be used for truma till the night. Now the keli is not eating truma. The keli is touching truma. And you're restricting it. So we see that a tefillin can't touch truma. Difference does it make if the person is the tefillin or the keli is the tefillin? But an aron has no restrictions of touch. So if a tefillin can sprinkle, for sure an aron can sprinkle. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said, and we backed it up from a brisa. We backed it up from a brisa. Meisvei, we now have a question. I just want to point out that even if this question were to last, which we get out of, by the way, it would still be a machlekes tanoi. We had a brisa that supported Rav Elazar. So he's not out there as an amayra only. He has support of a brisa. At worst case scenario, he'll be a machlekes tanoi. We're going to have a question in him now. But that question is only going to make it a machlekes tanoi. It's not going to slug him up. Because the bottom line is he had a brisa. Meitzvei.
Is that
the other person called by the brisa? Just a machlekes. I know I'm allowed to argue. But we're trying to show that not everybody agrees to a blazer. And the Gemara is going to answer that. Or at least might answer that. We'll see as we go along. We'll leave it in Mitzvah tomorrow.